Dwell on the possible and be thankful. Marion Wright Edelman is a famous educator, and she is famous for telling children, don't let anything get in the way of your education. But I am particularly fond of her view of things that people may consider impossible. In today's passage from the book of Haggai, God instructs Haggai to speak to people returning from the exile, who saw the job before them as a daunting and impossible task. Apparently, their anxiety then is much like our anxiety now, because leaders like Marion Wright Edelman find it important to write such things. And from a book that she wrote, Guide My Feet, she said, so often we dwell on the things that seem impossible rather than on the things that are possible. So often we are depressed by what remains to be done than forget to be thankful for all that has been done. You see, to mainline Christian churches of today are much like the people who looked at the temple, remembered its glory days, and were discouraged by what it would take to restore it to its magnificence. They were upset. It had been broken. It had been torn down. And they were looking at this daunting task before them. It's kind of like the people of the church today. Many times we see the glory days of way back yonder in the past, and we say, oh my goodness, look how the church was filled. Look what it looked like then. Look how the great leaders have come and gone. Look how everybody's just not here anymore. And I hear that all the time, and I'm thinking, oh, that's not so. It's not so. You see, sometimes it is hard to look at what we have to go forward on. That's what the poster this morning, the Project Bountiful Folks showed you. We've got all the great and wonderful things that this church has done from the very beginning, but we've got lots to do. There's other pages to be written on. And those hands of those children and youth remind us there's been many hands that have been put to work throughout that time, and there are yet many hands of those children that things yet to do. You see, churches today, not only this one, but so many of them, cannot get over what used to be, what we used to be, what we were. We have to move forward. Although today Haggai is speaking to just a handful of people, I believe his message speaks clearly about God's desire for all people to see the possible. When he writes in chapter 2, verse 8 and 9, the silver and gold belong to me, says the Lord of heavenly forces. This house will be glorious than its predecessor. It will be more glorious than its predecessor. It will be better, says the Lord of heavenly forces. I will provide prosperity in this place, says the Lord of heavenly forces. I believe that many 21st century churches are seeing the task of regaining their past glory as impossible. I believe that God wants the church to know that the house will be more glorious than its predecessor. Today's mainstream ecumenical churches are led by intelligent men and women well-versed in biblical interpretation, and you and I are among the learned. However, we may well be the ones to blame for allowing generations to fall away from continuing to spread our beliefs, our morals, and our faith. Sometimes we become so complacent in where we were over the years that we forgot to tell others. We become so comfortable where we were sitting that we forgot to invite others in. We didn't want to be bothered. You see, in so many ways, our churches are disconnected from the masses of non-religious and marginally church people. In so many ways, we have failed to help people understand the joys of Christian faith and specifically the teachings of Jesus Christ. In so many ways, we lose sight of the calling from Jesus Christ to connect people with God and to connect people with one another. It's a relationship. It's a journey. It's a way of life. We have reached a point where it is imperative to do a better job of connecting people in churches together. No more now in this world that we live in, more than ever, we need to reach across the walls that divide us and make connections. It is the role of the Christian. It is the role of everyone in the pew today to make connections across all boundaries, including differences in views and religion and politics and physical characteristics. We have to get over those things that hold us in, those biases that we have. I believe that all Christian denominations should be in the process of studying and praying about why we are here today. Why did you come? Why are you here? Why that we should all be asking a question. Why do we exist today as a church? The answers may seem overwhelming and downright impossible on the surface. With diligent prayer, perhaps we will stop dwelling on the impossible and find a whole new focus on the way we approach loving one another and all people in this world. We need to focus on bridging gaps and narrowing the chasms between young and old, light and dark, conservative and liberal, and among cultures in our neighborhoods, the people that live next door. When we begin to make those connections, we help create understanding and kindle the growth of faith in all people. Churches have a golden opportunity today to touch the lives of residents of all ages, races, and every economic status that there is out there. We are positioned to reach students in our school systems, people living in poverty just down the street, and although it may seem impossible, community leaders in ways that no social or government entity has ever done before. Our vision and action will restore our calling to a place greater than it has been. Churches can provide the comfort of a home to people who feel far from home. We are called to be creative and refreshed by God's call to action. We should know that God calls us not to long for the past, but to wish to return to a way things used to be, oh no, but to get to work and build a future where we are right now. In our passage today from the book of Haggai, the people were freed from captivity in Babylon and they hurried back to Jerusalem to what they remembered as glorious. They were heartbroken as they gazed longingly at what was their beautiful city and temple, what was their past. You see, many Christians look back to a time when churches were filled to capacity. New buildings were required. Small groups were actively making differences in the lives of people in the community. It is unfortunate that so much time is spent looking back, then we fail to catch a glimpse of what can be ahead. We can be as churches. What can be our churches that have small groups changing lives? Pastors who are spending more time among the people outside the church. And church leaders who understand that the building is not the answer. They will learn that Jesus, the carpenter, never built a building for worship, but saw all of God's creation as holy ground and people everywhere as precious. Let us all be reminded today that we are called to be a connecting church. Conservatives with liberals, church members with church members, towns with towns, states with states, nations with nations, cultures with cultures, and most important, every one of us with God. Jesus is the center of our life together. Jesus is our connection. When we come to the table where we celebrate our connections with God and with one another today, may we be reminded of the need to reach out to all of God's people. May we see a glorious future and be thankful. Amen. Let us pray. Lord, I thank you for your word this day, and I thank you, Lord, for your prophet Haggai. I ask, Lord, this day that you just continue to remind us to be aware of what we have, where we have come from, but, Lord, more importantly, where we are going. Where are we going as a group of people who call themselves Kipling United Methodist Church? Where are we going? What are we doing? Are we making a difference in the world around us? Are we truly opening up our hearts, our minds, our doors? Are we truly being effective? Are we truly welcoming? So, Lord, this day remind us of that and allow us to be conscious of those things around us. As we come to your table in a little while, as the bread is broken and the cup is spilt, We know, Lord, that it is your body and your blood that we've come together this day. We've come together this day to worship, to share, and to believe. Be with us now, for it's in your name we pray. Amen.